I shall do something this morning that I rarely do at all, and even more rarely on a day like this when we have such glorious readings, the promises to Abraham, the roll call of heroes of faith, the testimony of Simeon and Anna. I will not talk about any of that at all. I'm not going to preach on any of the three scripture readings this morning. I'm going to preach on the gospel, but not on the words that we have proclaimed. The gospel can be proclaimed not only by word, but also in art. And I think one of the things that we do at this time of year is to sit with the art and let it speak to us and let it lead us in prayer. I want you to look at the creche as you see it here. We're going to do with it the same technique that we do with Scripture. Lectio Divina, the way to read and pray with Scripture. You read it, you meditate on it, you pray about it, you contemplate it. We're going to do the same four steps with this scene. First of all, just read it. There are no words there. But what do you see? What are the colors? What are the shapes? What does it tell you about its tone, its spirit, before you begin to look at pieces of it? What does the whole piece say? Then begin to look at the pieces of it. Look at the star. Idealized, of course. Not a very good portrait of a star, but a very good portrayal of one. And the figure is not on the star, but in the star. It's negative space with the hands upraised. And that little tailing off at the bottom. The trees behind it. Five of them, I think. Specifically raised for the purpose. From pine cones planted last week in the FEMA. With a little of the magic reindeer manure to make them grow. Visible through the star. Two fields of poinsettias, each with the same arch, although one a little more pointed at the top, the other a little more rounded. The lines are the same. And then, of course, in the center, the figures, Jesus and Mary and Joseph, the ox and the ass. What do you see there? A single ass, the horse of the poor. A single ox, not a team of oxen, or many pair of oxen, but a single ox, the draft animal of the poor. A manger, a feed box, three people. Again, not terribly realistic. They don't look like folks from Galilee. Look like folks from Europe, because the artist was European. Made them look very European. If the artist had been African, they would have looked very African. If the artist had been Asian, they would have looked very Asian. But at this point, nobody's interested in exact historical depiction. What the artist wants to say is, they're one of us, whoever us is at the particular time and place of the artwork. And with that observation, perhaps we've already passed from reading into meditation. We've stopped just looking at it and saying, all right, what does it say to us? How does it fit with what we know? Look back at the star again. It's a source of light. It's done here, of course, by having two lights, one of which plays off the star and the other plays off the child. But surely the emphasis of the light in those two places is obvious. Does it remind you of pictures that you've seen where the scene is very much in darkness, except the light comes from the child? Not onto the child, but from the child. The light is from within. The light of the world is born in our midst. The star reflects that light rather than the light of the sun. Look at the figure again. Look at it in more detail. Those arms. Obviously, they're where they are because that's where the arms of the star are. It has to work. But what does it say? Are those the arms of an infant reaching out to be picked up? Or are those the arms that are being extended to be nailed to a cross? Or are those the arms of a risen Christ extended in blessing? Or perhaps all of the above? Art can speak in many ways and many levels. More than one reading works. That little curve to the body, is that the way a child lies in a manger? Or is that the way your legs scrunch up when they push your feet up to nail them to the cross? Or is it both? The little tail-like thing that continues to go down from the feet, embryonic, perhaps, the embryo of the universe, the embryo of the kingdom, the whole thing in its beginning, perhaps all of that. But it's negative space. There's no figure there. What you're seeing is a hole in the star. And yet that hole in the star has layer upon layer upon layer of deliberately, I think, polyvalent meaning. Look at the trees and the poinsettias again. Not a very realistic background. It doesn't have the look of a stable. Fortunately, it doesn't have the smell of a stable. It smells of balsam fir. We get them from upstate New York just so they'll smell like that. Poinsettias in a bank. It says something about the glory that is revealed in this lowliness. Because surely this is lowliness. A feed box to put a child in. Would you put your child in a feed box after every animal in the stable had drooled over it while eating? Not if you could help it. A single ass, the horse of the poor. A single ox to pull a plow. Not a team of oxen by which you maintain an estate, but a single ox with which you try to eke out a living for your family. He has become one with us in the fullness of our humanity, starting at the very bottom. And this journey that begins in a feed box, in a stable, will end upon a cross. It's become who we are, even unto death. Even unto death on a cross. He's become who we are, that we may become who he is. He shares our feed box, that we may share his light. Look at it some more. Think about it. Let it speak to you. And after you've thought about it for a while, step three, time for prayer. Lord, we take it for granted a whole lot. We distort it a whole lot. We use it as an occasion for a spending spree or for a good dinner with family and friends, for a chance to send cards to people we haven't thought about in years. But do we think about what it really means? We praise you for the gift of your Son, for pouring out the one who is the very essence of your own being, the very image of your own nature, into our human nature. We thank you that he has taken on our humanity, even unto death on a cross. We ask you to help us feel the cold of that night air and smell the aromas of the stable, and know that this child who shares our poverty enables us to share your riches. We praise you for the extravagance of your love, for the magnificence of your gift. Help us to bond with him as he bonds with us, to share in your nature as he shares in ours. And this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Having read it, thought about it, and prayed about it, the fourth step is contemplation. Like when you're with a spouse or an old friend, and you've said what needs to be said and heard what needs to be heard, and now you can just sit together in quiet and enjoy each other's company, if only for a few minutes.